We're talking with Mr. Foote at the Villages of Murfreesboro, and you've been here since around the 1st of August.
Yes.
What do you think about the Villages? I mean, what made you want to come here?
Well, because the place I was in before was an assisted living facility, and I did not need assisted living. And when I heard that this place was opened as an independent place, it sounded good to me.
So you wanted some freedom, it sounded like.
Oh, yes.
And there is freedom here, and you're able to walk around, mix and mingle, and meet new friends.
Absolutely.
Now, where are you originally from? Where did you grow up?
Rochester, New York.
You've got family here, I'm guessing?
I have a son. My youngest son is here. He's associate dean of the College of Business at MTSU.
So what was it like growing up back in the 30s and the 40s? What was life like back then?
Well, of course, we were in the midst of the Big Depression most of my childhood. Things were tight financially. We managed to get through pretty well. My father had a job the whole time.
Did that teach you to save a lot more?
It did, yes. My mother had an absolute rule that whatever food you took on your plate, you ate or you didn't leave the table. We did have a lot of homeless men stopping at our back door asking for food because there was a train watering station just east of the village, and all the homeless people knew the train stopped there. If they wanted to get a ride, they could get a ride there.
So life was much different then. I mean, these days, if a homeless person knocked on your back door, you'd be calling the police instantly.
Yes, absolutely.
But back then, it sounds like you probably helped.
My mother was very generous in feeding anybody who stopped there.
What was it like getting around, transportation-wise?
Well, I'll tell you. My wife and I did not own a car until we had been married for 3 years. And then it was a second-hand car.
Due to you being frugal the way you grew up, or the fact that you had transportation options in the New York area?
It was due largely to the way that I grew up, being very careful about money.
What would you say to kids these days who are maybe in their late teens, early 20s, and the way they spend money? What would you tell them?
I don't know what I would tell them, except that they're very fortunate to be able to get around the way they can. But at the same time, they seem to me, at least, to be much less concerned about finances for themselves and their families.
Talking with Mr. Foote at the Villages of Murfreesboro, but you grew up firsthand in knowing what life was like by seeing your neighbors around you struggle in the Depression.
Yes, indeed.
What things did you see families do in order to make ends meet back then?
Like myself, earlier on, of course, during the Depression, hardly anybody had a car. Travel was by bus.
Again, talking with Mr. Foote at the Villages of Murfreesboro near Medical Center Parkway.
The Villages of Murfreesboro invite you to stop by for a fresh cup of coffee and a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro offers a variety of housing options for senior adults. Visit us online at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com.